This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Supposing I'm the student, and I may have been out of a trade for a while, gone to something else, possibly got made redundant from that office environment and come back to the trades. How difficult is it for someone who's been out of the trades for, say, 10 years to catch up and become re-qualified in this very fast-changing world we live in today?
Experience-wise, they should still be able to connect everything up, that type of thing. There's nothing really changed with that. It's just the regulations that have changed. They're ongoing, changing every 2 to 3 years. It's just a matter of going through a regulation course and developing any additional knowledge that might be appertaining to the job that they require at present.
Sure. Talking about the sort of newer things, there's always talk within the industry, both pro and con, and good and bad with governments, about the renewable energy side of things, which still is catching on. Again, I might have the skills from the old days, but do you cover those sort of areas as well for the people looking towards possibly an eco-friendly job in the future?
Yes, we cover photovoltaic, and there's also solar thermal covered here. It's just the basic skills themselves are the same for installing that type of thing. They've already got the knowledge if they're electrically based. You're just knowing a little bit more about the testing side of it and filling the forms out to actually become qualified in that situation.
Yeah, because I suppose basically the rules are you can't change the laws of physics. So if you've learnt that at the beginning, it's still very valuable today.
Well, that's it. Unless Einstein comes back and changes everything again.
Yeah, exactly. So what's a typical day for me when I'm in your coaching group at the centre, Barry?
We tend to try and split it evenly between half theory and half practical, depending on what the lesson is. Obviously, if it's regulations, it's nearly all theory-wise. But if there's a practical aspect to it, we find that they develop the knowledge a lot more quicker if they're using their hands and actually asking questions as they go along. But bearing in mind, they have got to know the theory side of it, which appertains to all aspects, to be quite honest, just electrical, plumbing, gas, everything.
And finally, if I may, clearly some of us haven't been to school for many years. Probably the understatement of the century. The environment that you're in is slightly different to going to school, let's be honest.
Yes.
There are people that are nervous this is a school environment. What would you say to those people?
Well, even with the young apprentices, when they first come, the very first thing we tell them is the fact it is not school. It's an adult environment, and you'll be treated as an adult, and we would expect to be treated the same. There's no sir or anything like that. It's first name basis. It's to help everybody become relaxed and actually get the best out of the course, to be quite honest with you.
Barry, that was absolutely wonderful. Thank you for joining us on the show today. And we'll let you rush back to your class or coaching team, whichever way you wish to put it.
Thank you very much.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.